One of Peterborough's newest vaccination centres has been criticised for having inadequate parking. The facility, based in a building that used to be a restaurant in Orton Wistow, opened yesterday, but parents have complained that an increase in cars using the nearby car park mean they couldn't drop off their kids attending the nearby nursery. Now, council officers were called to the site yesterday to try and resolve some of the issues, and local councillor Julie Howell is now calling for a long-term solution to be found. Good morning, Councillor Howell. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Morning, Louise.
Opening day was yesterday. What exactly happened?
Yeah, well, I'd be a bit concerned about it when I first sort of heard. I mean, it was terrific news that Halls, which is a local family chemist in our area, terrific that they've managed to do this. It's a real feather in our cap for our local area to have a vaccination centre here. So that is all good and kudos to them. However, the location is quite small. It's really on a housing in a sort of residential area called Orton Wistow. And if you don't know the area, you may not be aware that it has a tiny little car park there. It only has 47 parking spaces, and there is a preschool that operates out of the community centre there, as well as a small branch of Tesco, and a cash point is there, and a vet. So there's quite a lot going on already. It's usually full throughout the day, and it's worse when the school is open, but the local primary is not open at the moment, of course, because of lockdown. So there's a pressure for parking. So although great news about the vaccination centre, and can't wait to go and get my jab there myself, a worry about potential for chaos if a lot more traffic comes there than is usually.
So I guess this begs the question, why was that venue selected as the centre if it didn't have the capacity to operate in a easy manner?
Yeah, a question I'm wondering as well. So just to be clear about this, because a number of residents have said to me, well, why isn't it at the showground where there's already a testing centre and there's loads of space? It was the pharmacy that took the initiative to approach NHS England and say, we would like to be a vaccination centre. I know that they were originally turned down by NHS England, but then NHS England didn't about face, and they were given that permission. But no part of that seemed to involve checking out the suitability of the location. Local councillors weren't approached. The council wasn't approached. Planning permission wasn't required. There was nothing like that. So there was no opportunity to flag that up. I first knew about it through the press. As soon as I heard about it, I did get in touch with the council and said, I'm really concerned that we don't have capacity to provide parking safely in this location. And sure enough, it opened for the first time yesterday at 8 in the morning. By 8:30, and my phone's going, my email is going crazy with messages from people, because, of course, that time coincides with people coming to drop off their children at the preschool. So I think it's going to be a particular issue at the preschool drop-off and pick-up times. I think the rest of the time, the pressure will be less. And, of course, people coming to the vaccination centre have to have an appointment. So it's not like hordes of people all rushing to it in an unpredicted way. People have got to have appointments, so there is some control there. But even so, as you mentioned, I got in touch with the council and said, please, can we send some marshals down from the council? Because although there's volunteer marshals at Halls organised, I could tell we needed more down there. And they discovered that although it's 47 spaces in the car park, they're not very well marked out, so they had to reduce it to 20. So the problem is actually exacerbated. So I'm glad we sent those marshals down there to keep everybody safe.
Julie, I just want to ask you, because I do have to go to the news, but I think there's a couple of things that I think need addressing before we do. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the drop-offs at nursery. As a Green councillor, wouldn't you be encouraging parents to be walking their kids to nursery? And is there an argument to say, well, actually, you know, priorities right now are getting people vaccinated? And if this, you know, we're obviously applauding the fact that you have the vaccination centre in Orton Wistow, and everyone just has to kind of just bite down on it and make sure this works and maybe complain a bit less. Is there an argument to say that, do you think?
Getting people vaccinated is absolutely a priority. I don't think anybody would argue with that. I know that the parents are being very patient, and I would ask them to continue with that patience, because it is going to be crowded there. And we'll try and facilitate everybody to all get along. I can understand why some people are like, oh, this is a priority, and others are saying, yes, but, you know, I've got little children to drop off here. Let's all try and support each other so that we get the vaccinations done, and then we can return to normal and we won't have these worries anymore.
Absolutely. County teamwork, that's what it sounds like. Thank you so much. That's the Green Party councillor for the Orton Waterville ward in Peterborough, Councillor Julie Howell.